from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
In the 2024 draft, the Seattle Kraken are proud to select from the Spokane Chiefs, Berkeley Catton.
This kid's electric. He dominates.
That was the most recent pick in the 2024 NHL draft. First round fully underway. Macklin Celebrini goes first overall to San Jose. Just before the break, Ottawa selected defenseman Carter Yakimchuk from the Calgary Hitmen of the WHL. And as you heard it right there, the Seattle Kraken select Berkeley Catton from the Spokane Chiefs. Sabres still awaiting their pick. They pick 14th overall after trading back with San Jose yesterday out of the 11th overall spot. The NHL draft continues right now on WGR.
All right, thank you, Josh. Well, Calgary is now on the clock with Seattle's selection there. We're going to get Paul Hamilton in about 10 minutes or so. We'll go back live to Vegas. He's at the Sphere on the floor as we close in a little bit closer here on Buffalo. Seattle, again, pick 8, just making that selection. Berkeley Catton, the center from the Western Hockey League, Spokane. And Calgary, pick 9, followed by Jersey at 10, San Jose at 11. That was Buffalo's selection, of course, before the trade yesterday. Philadelphia, 12, Minnesota, 13, Buffalo, 14. All right, Brayton, so Berkeley Catton going. If you want a thought on him, go ahead. And then just we're getting closer to Buffalo here, so maybe zeroing on some names that maybe you're hopeful could fall.
Berkeley Catton is another one of my favorite prospects to come out of this draft class. He reminds me a lot of Zach Benson. He's a little smaller in stature, but he's got insane amount of talent. He sees the ice incredibly well. He's got a nonstop motor. I think that's his best comparison that I have with Catton to Zach Benson is he's always going. He's never not like moving. He's not standing around. He's not just kind of watching things. He's always engaged with a play. He's always on the pursuit. I don't think he's as great as a forechecker as Zach Benson has shown, especially this past year. But Berkeley Catton is a guy that I could easily see him wowing the Seattle Kraken staff and front office and everything. Where could he make the NHL right off the bat in day one? I think that's certainly possible, but I mean, there's a lot of time to allow Berkeley Catton to go back to the Western Hockey League and really kind of round himself out. But he's a guy that I think can make an impact at the NHL level much sooner than maybe some anticipate. He was arguably a top 5 prospect in this year's draft, at least in my opinion. And he goes 8th overall to Seattle.
Okay. Sabres again picking at 14. We mentioned the last time the Sabres selected at 14. Well, you don't have to go back that far. Again, 2021, Isaac Rosanne. Well, where do we see Rosanne fitting in into possibly next year? Or Brayton, we know he's a name we like to throw around when we're talking about trading for NHL-ready players now. Where do you see that pick in terms of Rosanne and the immediacy to impacting this season?
Yeah, I like to kind of point to like where Paul kind of goes. It's just like, I think he has a spot on this team where he can fit in and then, you know, maybe rotate in with somebody else or something like that. I don't know. It's tough with Isaac Rosanne because last year he had a great start, like Kulik. Kulik and Rosanne kind of like fed off of each other all last year. Obviously, because, I mean, one part of it is they're best friends, but yeah. On ice play, they started out hot, then cooled down, got back to playing hot, cooled down, and then by the time that they got to the postseason last year when they took on Syracuse, the Crunch did a really nice job of making sure that Roseanne and Kulik did not take over play. They shut them down, and I think the Crunch knew you take them out of the equation and don't let them get hot. Rochester has to rely on other pieces that may not impact the game as much. And I think that showed throughout that series where Rochester just seemed to step behind Syracuse the entire time, and the Crunch were able to come away with the series in five games, and Roseanne and Kulik weren't much of a factor in that series at all. And I think that it showed that those two are key cogs to that puzzle. And if they're able to make the NHL next year and make an impact in Buffalo, that's great. I'd be all for that. It'll just be interesting to see where things kind of go from here with where they take that next step at the NHL level. Obviously, Roseanne got a little bit more of a taste than Kulik did at the NHL level this year. But if they can come into training camp ready to go and make an impact right away with the Sabres, I'm here for it.
Yeah. If we look back again, you know, we just talked about Roseanne there. Other players that went 14 overall. I'll get to those in a minute. Calgary is ready to pick here at 9.
From the Memorial Cup champs, Saginaw Spirit, Zane Parekh.
Oh boy, Zane Parekh, maybe this.
All right, Zane Parekh going, the defenseman from Saginaw, the OHL at pick 9. Brayton, give us a little on Parekh here. What do you think?
Well, if you're looking for offense and purely offense from the blue line, Zane Parekh is arguably the best at it in this entire draft class. 96 points from the blue line in his draft year is really, really freaking good. 6 foot, 181 pounds, Parekh, right shot defenseman, so that's obviously another great trait for any player to come out of the draft to have. But he is just, he's one of the best puck handlers that you could see from the blue line in years. It's almost like he's got tape, like double-sided tape on his stick, where the second the puck hits his stick, it does not come off his stick. He is incredibly good with handling the puck. He's got one of the best releases from the blue line. It's so deceptive that it just leaves everybody guessing in terms of where he's going to shoot the puck. He is incredibly accurate and offensively super gifted overall. Defensively, he's a liability. A lot of people draw comparisons to Erik Karlsson with Zane Parekh, and for good reason, because he's so gifted offensively, could be one of the best offensive defensemen to play the game. But defensively, you cannot rely on him to be solid in his own end. He's got a lot of work to do. He's not the greatest of skaters either, where Karlsson is a really, really good skater. If Parekh can correct his skating, I think that will help go a long way in terms of how he defends in his own end as well. But, I mean, the upside with Zane Parekh is incredibly high, but there is risk in terms of his defensive play.
Sabres at pick 14. We are at 10, and we are with the New Jersey Devils right now. And we'll obviously be seeing what New Jersey does here in a few minutes. We'll check in with Paul Hamilton in about 5 minutes or so from Vegas. The Sabres have picked 6 other times in their history at pick 14. We mentioned Roseanne in 21.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to 2012.
2012, that would have been Zemgus Girgensons.
688 games played,
mm-hmm.
188 points. Would you take, fill in the blank name, would you take Zemgus Girgensons' career here tonight with the Sabres player, or are you want to roll the dice to try to see if it can be better?
I'd probably rather prefer to roll the dice than rather take a guy that can play a similar game to Zemgus Girgensons. But right now, with the way that the draft board is kind of falling, there's going to be some interesting names, I think, that fall to the Sabres at 14th overall, especially with seeing a guy like Beckett Seneca going 3rd overall to the Ducks. You know, you've seen Carter Yakimchuk going a little earlier than maybe I had expected. We'll see how it plays out, but if the Sabres, again, can get a really good asset out of that 14th pick, maybe they trade and get a guy like Marty Natchez or Nikolai Ehlers from the Winnipeg Jets. If they could go out and get a player of that caliber, I'd be all for that over than rather trying to draft a guy and see that guy develop and see how he pans out at the NHL level at this point.
As I go through here and go through the history of the Sabres picking at 14, they've actually had pretty good success. Like, there hasn't been a bust. We mentioned Girgensons, 688 mm-hmm. games played, 188 points. Now, how about we go to the next one? 1995, defenseman Jay McKee.
Okay.
Plays over 800 games, 802 games
with the Buffalo Sabres, a big part of the team that went to the 99 finals as well there, too. So, you know, I think McKee, you know, you look at, I'm sorry, the 2000 and, yeah, the 99 finals and then the 2006-07 teams. Yep. He was also a big part of that as well. Yeah,
so. Yeah, he was the 05-06, and then I think he left for St. Louis in free agency right after that 05-06 season, if my memory serves me right.
So he played 78 games the year they went to the Cup in 99. You're right. And then the 05-06 season, and then was eventually then off to St. Louis, you're right, for that 06-07 season. So one of the two conference finals
he was a part of. Every time.
Would you take a McKee career if they take... I think I would.
I think I'd still rather roll the dice on whoever they're going to try and trade for with the 14th pick. But again, if they stick at 14 and if the board falls nicely for them, they're still going to get a really nice prospect. Again, we heard from Jerry Fortin and even Kevin Adams too. They believe right in that like 7 or 8 pick to 16 pick, there's going to be a really good value player for them because I think it's pretty even all around, especially in that range. And I agree with them. I think that once you hit past 16, depending on who's still there on the board, it kind of drops off from there. And then from probably pick 17 to I'd say like 26, there's another group where it's all kind of even. And then after 26, whoever gets drafted is just like, okay, you could see them going late first round. You could see them going middle second round. It's a toss-up.
Yeah. All right, we'll go through more of the Sabres at pick 14 and their history, but New Jersey at pick 10, ready to go. Let's go back to Vegas and see what the Devils are going to do.
New Jersey Devils would like to dedicate today's draft to longtime scout Dirk Graham and his family. Dirk spent 30 years with the organization before passing away in April. I'd like to give a shout-out to all our great fans back in Jersey at the Social Base Club. Sorry. With this pick, I'd like to introduce Hockey Hall of Famer Martin Brodeur.
The New Jersey Devils are proud to select from Torpedo Anton Celaya.
Anton Celaya, the 6'7" defenseman.
All right, big defenseman from the KHL going to New Jersey here, Brayton. Was this a round where you thought he would go?
Yeah, I mean, I had him going, I think, to Ottawa with the 7th pick, but there's a lot to salivate over Anton Celaya. Sorry, I'm making terrible comparisions. 6'7", 207 pounds, played on a program in Russia that the professional team is not the greatest of professional teams over there, but he already saw a ton of minutes playing over there. He's a really smooth, silky defenseman, has really good edges to skate really well, whether you're going north, south, east, west. He's not a blazing skater, but he's just so smooth and versatile on his feet. It's hard to take him off of his feet because he's so strong. He's physical defensively. Offensively, it's interesting to see where he projects going forward, but in terms of being a really solid two-way guy, he's there. He's already there. He's going to get more ice time playing over in Russia over the next couple of years before he makes the jump over to North America. But I mean, right off the bat, him standing as tall as he is and as smooth of a skater as he is, it certainly leaves a lot of teams really interested to see where he projects, and the Devils got another really good defenseman to add to an already solid defensive group.
Just to finish here before we go to Paul in Vegas, the rest of the pick 14s for the Sabres in their history. 1990, Brad May, who played over 1,000 games in the NHL. Then the following year, or the previous year, 89, defenseman Kevin Holler. And then in 1977, Rick Seeling, who played 738 games. Okay, let's go back to Vegas and the Sphere. Paul Hamilton checking back in here as we're closing in on the Sabres pick here. We're 3 away. San Jose at 11. Paul, this is where the Sabres were originally supposed to pick. We know they obviously have made the move to go down 3 spots. I guess at this point, we're obviously closing in on this pick here as time ticks down. We're getting closer and closer to there not being a trade of this first rounder.
Yeah, and it just makes me wonder, you know, what are the Carolina Hurricanes want for Nietzsche? I mean, You know how I think of rumors. And it's, again, showing the rumors. Why listen to them? Because New Jersey was supposed to be hot and heavy into it. They just made the pick. There have been no trades through the first 10 selections of number one picks. And they made it sound like, well, Montreal wants to trade, and Ottawa wants to trade, and New Jersey wants to trade, and Buffalo wants to trade, and here we are at pick 11, and nothing yet. That's not to say we can't see trades. I don't think San Jose is going to trade. I think they made a trade with Buffalo for a reason, giving up a sixth-round pick. So maybe the Sabres still are willing to. Maybe Carolina's willing to come down if that indeed were to be the trade.
How about the reaction in the building? Because on TV it was great. Anaheim went maybe with the surprise of the day at third with Beckett. Seneca, the right winger, his facial expression when he was picked, he was stunned. I don't know, how was it in there?
He absolutely was stunned. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people were anticipating that. Of course, a lot of the fans here wouldn't know where guys are ranked and that type of a thing, so you wouldn't see it a lot in here, but you could see he absolutely was stunned. And the people around him, which are all their players, you know, it looked like they might have been a little bit stunned too by it. So the Ducks went off the board somewhat, but it's somebody they believed in and somebody that they thought they could get. Now, again, would have been better for them to move down if that was who they wanted. You know, or did they think there were other teams that might have taken him instead of them?
Yeah.
So you just never know, and they decided to keep their pick and use it on that one.
All right, Paul, I love asking you Sabres history stuff here. So out of the Sabres selections at pick 14, we won't include Roseanne because it's just too early. You've got Gergensons at 14, Jay McKee at 14, Brad May at 14, Kevin Holler at 14, and Rick Seeling at 14. Who's the best of that group? Gergensons, McKee, May, Holler, and Seeling.
Probably between Seeling and McKee.
Okay.
I would think. Yeah, I mean, Jay McKee blossomed into a pretty good defenseman. It took him a bit. Rick Seeling was pretty consistent throughout his career. You know, a good two-way player. And of course, he's the guy that they picked when everybody said, well, you could add Mike Posse. But, I think that's the way I would go.
And, Paul, all of those players, Kevin Holler's the smallest, or the least amount, 642 games played in the league. So, I mean, Gergensen, 688, Holler, or Seeling, 738, McKee, 802, May, over 1,000. So these guys have done a good job there. Let's get the San Jose pick before we finish with Paul.
From the London Knights of the OHL, Sam Dickinson.
All right, Sam Dickinson, defenseman from London of the OHL. Brayton, real quick thought on Dickinson here.
Sam Dickinson's a really interesting defensive prospect. He's a guy that motors around the ice really well from the blue line. Very aggressive with trying to be an offensive-type player. Solid in his defensive end. Another guy with good frame, good size. I think he's 6'3 and just about 200 pounds. Where I have a little bit of concern is I don't think he shows enough patience and with the puck, and he just sometimes aimlessly will throw the puck down ice where there's really nowhere to be found for another player either to go chase the puck when it's dumped in or really to be there to receive that puck. So it's a lot of possession turnovers. So other than that, though, a lot of people believe that he's maybe the most NHL-ready defenseman to jump in right away. I don't know how I'd assess that, but Sam Dickinson certainly is a really nice prospect, nice defensive prospect. He'll have a good career, especially in San Jose with a team that is looking for some defensive help in the pipeline.
Okay. And, Brayton, I would think that when San Jose made the trade with Buffalo, this is what they had in mind.
Yeah, they probably had a good idea of who was going to be there. And yeah, they probably wanted to go out and get one of the top defensemen, whoever was going to be there. And they've already had a number of good defensemen come off the board. And they just figured take the best defenseman available. And Sam Dickinson was there right for the taking.
All right, Paul, as we just get a couple of picks away, just a last thought from you here as we close in. As it stands at this moment, again, it looks like maybe the Sabres are going to make a selection. Picking at 14, I guess, Paul, you know, fans have to understand, regardless of who's selected here, the chances that they will make an impact in this upcoming season, still, you'd probably have to put it at very slim.
Yeah, everybody's not Benson. From that draft, for most of the season, it was the top three picks and Benson. who are playing in the NHL at 13. 1, 2, 3, and 13. So it doesn't happen all that often. Don't expect it to happen every year. So, yeah, you're probably looking, if they do make the pick, you're probably looking at somebody that's 2-3 years away at least.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, unless you have anything else to add, we'll let you go, and then we'll talk after the Sabres selection. I know you're going to try and do your best to catch up with who the selection is, if possible. So you just let us know when you're ready, and we'll go back to you in Vegas after the pick.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton there at the Sphere on the floor. Wild scene there. It's been pretty tremendous. Just graphics and video, and obviously the big board inside there. Pretty nice TV if you're following along, watching the coverage on television and listening to us here on WGR. We appreciate you listening to our NHL draft coverage, which is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods at Dash's Market. Philadelphia is on the clock at pick 12, Minnesota 13, and then the Buffalo Sabres at 14. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. It'll line up great for us to get the Sabres pick live as we get close to what Kevin Adams will do here. Round one of the 2024 NHL Draft as our coverage rolls on right after this on WGR.
The 2024 NHL Draft underway in the Sphere. Rumors of a trade circulating around the draft floor. Sounds like the 12th overall pick from the Philadelphia Flyers could be traded here. No new information on where it's going, who's getting it, or what the packages are yet, but there is movement on the draft floor. Other than that, first overall pick, Macklin Celebrini goes to San Jose. Most recent picks coming being the 11th overall pick, Sam Dickinson, to the San Jose Sharks. That was the Sabres' original pick. They'll select at 14, unless they're the ones trading up Philadelphia's pick here. That's all we have for now from the draft. Brian, back to you.
Sabres at pick 14, but we're still waiting to see what's going to happen at 12. Thank you, Josh. Philadelphia on the clock. Still, the clock has run out. GM Danny Briere just sitting at the table now waiting. You wonder if some of this also is just the league trying to sort through the details so that they can announce what this trade may be. Apparently, you know, those in attendance too are saying Kevin Adams has been busy having conversations. Okay, there is a trade, and one of the league representatives,
the Flyers, have made a trade. They're giving the other team a Philly cheesesteak.
That's outstanding. Gritty was supposed to. No,
yeah, Gritty. They've also traded Gritty too.
That's right. Gritty would be the best celebrity to come up to announce the pick. Although I don't know how you can he talk. Probably not.
He's
right?
Got a little
mascots
squeaky
don't talk,
squeaky
right?
Thing.
He's
going to
squeak it in Morse code.
All right, let's get the trade details
for
here.
The trade horn, Mr. Commissioner.
Let's see what Gary Bettman has to say about what Philadelphia did with pick 12.
Big moment coming. Draft history about to be made. The first trade horn.
All right, we still don't have Gary Bettman here.
Bucci wasn't kidding. There's a horn.
Yeah, big horn.
As you can
trade
tell,
alert.
We have a trade. Philadelphia trades pick number 12 in the 2024 NHL Draft to Minnesota in exchange for Minnesota's own first-round pick, number 13, and Minnesota's own third-round pick, in 2025.
So just
12
one spot.
For 13 and a third next year.
So all right, so Brayton, this is just a move up one spot, Minnesota and Philadelphia swap. Obviously, the Wild have somebody they really want to make sure they get here, and they're willing to give up a third rounder next year to do it.
And if you look at it in a different way, the Sabres actually got better value out of their trade with San Jose last night to move back three spots, San Jose giving up a little more. As you should look at it that way. The Sabres, right. You know, for a team that's looking to get up in a better spot, they would give up more. But yeah, I mean, the Flyers, you know, moving back just one spot compared to Buffalo moving back three, but they still get a nice third round pick in return next year. But the Sabres getting that second round pick this year was key.
Yeah. All right, Josh, I know we had rumors circling about this trade. Are we seeing anything with the Sabres as of this point and what maybe Kevin Adams is doing, talking on the phone, anything?
As of right now, nothing really. Ryan Gates is at the NHL draft, if anyone follows him on Twitter. He has pictures of
Corporate
Kevin Adams
Gates.
On the phone from about 10 minutes ago. So he was on the phone at some point. Don't know who he's talking to. Don't know if there's anything going on there. We'll have to see. But no, this is the first. There was no real rumors leading up to this either. It was like the 2 minutes before the pick, you started hearing rumblings of trades coming and things like that. But nothing yet on the Sabres. Nothing yet on any other teams trying to make moves. So quiet night on the rumor front.
All right. Well, we're hoping for a little action here. We got the first trade of the year. Nothing huge here. Just a swap of 12 and 13 with Philadelphia and Minnesota. So now the Wild are up on the clock. And again, they gave up a third-round pick next year to do it. Worst-case scenario, there will be two more names off the board, Brayton, before Buffalo comes up. So with that being said here, two more names coming off, and then it's Kevin Adams' turn. Are there three names that you like that would guarantee at least one of them to be there?
Funny you should say that, Brian. There are three names that I really like. The first name that I personally like is Zeev Bouyam. He's my third best prospect in this entire draft that, at least in my mind, is available. That was overall, but he's the best available. Then it's Konsta Hellenius right after him, and then the other guy is Cole Yzerman, the best goal scorer arguably in the entire class.
All right, so three of those names. We'll see if one of them is what Buffalo does. But Minnesota, after moving up with Philadelphia, is ready to go with their pick at number 12. So let's go to the Sphere in Vegas for the selection. Bill Guerin, the Wild GM, talking.
Thanks for a great week, Vegas. The Minnesota Wild are proud to select from the University of Denver, Zeev Bouyam.
All right, so Zeev Bouyam, defenseman from Denver. Brayton, we thought maybe this could be the player that is why Minnesota was willing to give up that third-round pick here to get up to get him.
Yeah, Zeev Bouyam's a really, really nice defenseman. Arguably is the best kind of overall IQ guy from the blue line. He sees the ice, evaluates, kind of processes things at a high rate of speed. Good, great skater from the blue line overall. He was the youngest player to make the World Junior roster for the United States this past year and played really well in Sweden, helping the United States to win a gold medal over the Swedes. But a guy at the University of Denver this past year, he put up 50 points in 42 games from the blue line, 11 goals, 39 assists. Just a guy who controlled skater, smooth skater, all three areas. He doesn't ever look like he crumbles under the pressure. Really surprised that Bouyam fell to the Wild at this point with pick number 12. They got themselves a really, really nice defenseman. Another player who really will become Minnesota's best prospect, I feel, overall here as the years go by. But Bouyam, probably, if I had a guess, he's probably going to go back to Denver, play another year with the Pioneers, maybe go back-to-back and win another championship in Denver, and then probably would be good enough to jump right away into the NHL and help the Wild immediately.
Where did you have him in the mock draft again?
Hold on.
Because you liked him, I know, quite a bit.
I really liked Zeev Bouyam. I think I had him going six to Utah.
So you valued. So obviously here at 12, yes. You would consider this a very nice pick.
Zeev Bouyam to me, I mean, it was Macklin Celebrini who was number one. Number two for me, oh my goodness, who did I have going number two? My mind is all over the place right now. But I mean, Zeev Bouyam is Demidov. Demidov is number two. Zeev Bouyam was my number three. He was my third best prospect overall, in my mind at least.
All right. So Minnesota has made their selection.
What a huge win, A++ pick for the Wild here.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
And that's, you know, as we said, probably what triggered them willing to give up a third rounder next year to move up here to make sure that they got Bouyam. Okay. So now it's Philadelphia, and we know the general manager there, Danny Briere, the former Sabre. They are set to go and make their selection here in just a moment. We'll keep it here. And then the Sabres will be on the clock at pick 14. So we are just one away. Bouyam, one of those names, Brayton. So now two names left here. We know the Sabres could have one of them here. And as far as position goes, I know I heard you early on with Mike Shope. You're not necessarily thinking that they are targeting a specific position. Obviously, it's not going to be goalie.
No.
But defenseman versus forward versus center versus winger. Like you're thinking it's more going to be about the player that they like the most, not necessarily the position.
Correct. And I mean, from my perspective, I'm the GM. I'm looking at two players. It's Konsta Hellenius and Cole Yzerman. Konsta Hellenius at 16 was playing mostly in the Finnish top league. Again, as a 16-year-old, that's impressive. Yeah. As a 17-year-old, he played the entire time as in the Finnish league and finished with the third best points per game rate as a draft eligible player. The only two players ahead of him in the draft that ever was drafted out of there was Alexander Barkov, who I think that's his ceiling type of player, and also Patrick Laine. But like with Konstantin Hellenius, he's super smart down the middle. He sees the ice incredibly well. He's not super flashy. He's not going to wow you with any sort of super mega skill or anything like that. But he put up 36 points in his draft year and 51 games played in the Finnish league, which was just incredible. And then Cole Yzerman, arguably the best goal scorer in this entire draft class. He shattered, or I shouldn't say shattered, but he set the all-time goals mark from Cole Caulfield, who was drafted by the Canadiens 15th overall in 2019. And both of them are kind of similar. Yzerman's a little bigger, not only in height, but also he's a little stockier than Caulfield was when he came out. But Yzerman has arguably the best release, best shot overall in this draft class. The puck comes off of his stick incredibly fast. He just does everything right offensively with the puck on his stick to score goals. It'll be interesting to see how Yzerman rounds out his game when he goes to Boston University. Another Boston guy getting a lot of tout here at the draft. But certainly, Yzerman, if he's available, especially if you're going to buy out Jeff Skinner, you've got to replace him eventually down the road with some goal scoring. Cole Yzerman would be that guy for me.
All right. By the way, Booyam, the first American selected in this draft.
You know, it's funny. I have the draft order in front, or like the trade tracker. I've been updating the trade tracker, and I guess I just haven't been paying enough attention to the fact where it's like Josh pointed out a couple picks ago. Oh, Zeev Bouyam. I'm like, what? He's still on the board? And you saying that no other American has been drafted to this point still surprises me as well. But
this isn't a rumor, but Marshawn Lynch escorts the newest Seattle Kraken member, Berkeley Catton, from his first post-draft interview. Hmm. So Marshawn Lynch in attendance, which is just...
Why did they have him name off the pick?
He totally should have.
It's hilarious that Lynch, who really wanted no part of actually doing interactions with media, is like this media mogul himself.
Right.
Now. I mean, and his style, he's found like a little niche.
He's not pressured. He doesn't have to speak or else he'll get fined. He could just say what he wants now.
He gets to control his own messaging.
Right.
Too.
That's true. And, you know, he's obviously not being asked specifically about maybe his profession on the field. So that, you know, maybe makes it a little easier. All right. So Philadelphia, the time has run out on the clock and no movement here. And, you know, now the Flyers are moving up and they're holding a jersey. So at least we know there will be a selection made here coming up by GM Danny Briere and the Flyers brass. And then it'll be Buffalo on the clock. And yes, the anticipation and the hope that maybe there would be a trade for an NHL-ready player, which was my wish from the start, which I know many of you listening right now, you were hoping, will there be a trade of this pick? Kevin Adams was fairly open about saying that he would be willing to move this pick for a player that could help them immediately on the roster starting this fall. But as we're obviously approaching this and just minutes away from hearing about it, the prospects of that look slim. All right, here's Philadelphia and Danny Briere.
We have a special guest to make our selection. Proud Philly native and Hall of Fame announcer, boxing announcer, Michael Buffer.
Oh.
Well, Celine Dion may have
That's
some company
a good pull.
Here. That's pretty good. We've seen some of the former draft picks like Bedard, Veneers come up. This is pretty good. This is going to be the best. Is he going to say the phrase that we're not allowed to say on the air
That's
when he
right.
makes his pick?
Let's get ready to pick. Will he say it?
Just be careful.
This is going to sound great. Yeah.
This year's season, playoffs, and the fantastic 7-game World Championship Stanley Cup Final was a magnificent display of the excitement and talent that is the National Hockey League. Now, it's an honor for me to be a part of this year's draft, and as a born and raised Philadelphian, for me, it is a thrill to announce this next selection for my hometown, Philadelphia Flyers. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble! With the 13th pick in the first round, the city of brotherly love welcomes
the Philadelphia Flyers selection, weighing in officially at 187 pounds, standing tall at 5 feet 11, from the Guelph Storm, he is Chet Luchenko!
That was excellent. I'm going to push that ahead of Celine.
I'm okay with that.
that was all time.
That was great. All right. Jet Luchenko, center from Guelph, Brayton. Was that expected there?
No.
Okay.
No. Jet Luchenko is a really interesting prospect. I had him much lower on my board and amongst the group of guys that maybe you see going in the later first round, maybe early second round. A guy that is a really good playmaker down the middle. He's a decent faceoff guy, even for his smaller stature. Could definitely bulk up a little bit, get a little stronger. But he's a guy, especially when you get below the hash marks, he sees the ice maybe better than anybody in this draft. He sees guys that are open. He finds open space to get quality scoring chances. A guy that definitely is made to play below the hash marks at whatever level of hockey he eventually will get to. A guy, let's see, I'm going to bring up his stats here real quick, just because I definitely was not ready for this, but 5'11", 183 pounds, 74 points in 68 games with a Guelph Storm team that wasn't exactly great, but he was one of their top producers and certainly a player that with much more development and room to grow at the junior level, maybe at the AHL level, can definitely be a guy that turns into a really nice middle spot forward, winger, center, doesn't really matter. He's definitely an interesting prospect going forward for the Flyers.
Yeah, Sal Capaccio just tweeting saying, just let Michael Buffer just announce every pick. So I'm on board with that. That was really good. But Jet Luchenko, center from Guelph, going to Philadelphia. Okay, the Sabres are on the clock, so we obviously are going to keep it right here. We'll take the pick live here upcoming. Brayton, those two names that you gave me before Philadelphia selected, they're obviously both there.
Yes.
I'm guessing, again, for a team that needs goal scoring, for a team last year that had the goaltending that I thought that's all they needed, that was like the final check in the box to push them over the edge to make the playoffs.
Yep.
They got that goaltending, and it actually came from a guy that maybe I didn't expect it to come from, but they got the goaltending from Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen that should have been good enough. In fact, I'd argue in January and February, he put up Vezina-like numbers
right
for 2 months of the season there, and the Sabres just could not score goals when they needed it. The power play was poor. We know they lost a lot of games, 3-2, 2-1. They lost a lot of games because they fell down early. They couldn't get the offense to come back. Can there be a player here offensively that maybe can help them? I know asking a player here at pick 14 to play right away is asking a lot. And as Paul mentioned before, it doesn't happen very often. But at least, can I at least think in the near future, is there an offensive guy here that can help score?
Well, the two names that I've mentioned already, the most closest to NHL ready is Konstantin Hellenius. Some may argue he could play in the NHL tomorrow if he's asked to do it. He's that good. He's that smart of a player up front where he could jump in. And again, I like his ceiling, his highest ceiling possible as an Alexander Barkov type player. If not, another guy from Florida that is Finnish, who's a centerman that I really like that I think he could get to, is Anton Lundell. But again, Hellenius in his draft year in professional league in Finland, the third best points per game rate ever. Barkov and Laine were the only two that were better than him. The player that you're asking is who can put the puck in the net and be a guy that can consistently be relied upon to put the puck in the net is Cole Yzerman. 128 goals over his time in the U.S. National Team Development Program. All-time best mark that has been set. Again, where I am with Yzerman is, can he consistently do it and consistently put up the production at the top level? I think there's a chance that he could. He's certainly the best at doing it in this draft class, but he will take at least another year, maybe two, playing at the collegiate level before making that next jump. And Cole Yzerman, again, best goal scorer, or do you want the guy who might be able to jump into the NHL within the next year or two?
Yeah, I want it all. I want the best goal scorer, and I want him to jump in right away. So that's obviously something that, you know, I'm looking for here both. So we are moments away. Now, I will say it's not going to be immediate. The TV broadcast went to commercial. So my brother tweeting, Jonathan Koziel here, saying, "Tale as old as time, a Buffalo team's on the clock and they go to commercial. Yeah, that seems like that always seems to happen. Look, it's not a surprise. Are the Sabres a juicy team to talk about? No. You know, the national audience, do they really, really have a huge interest in what Buffalo is doing? No. This team has not made the playoffs for 13 years. We know the struggle is real. We've all felt it, watched it, discussed it over and over and over again. So it's not a surprise. But the Sabres now, in terms of the clock, they are standing up. Kevin Adams standing up. Lindy Ruff standing up. So we shall see here if that means, I would guess that means that there's a pick coming. If there was a trade coming, they'd probably still be sitting at the table. And they are the brass walking up with a jersey. So there is not going to be a trade with this pick, despite the fact that I know many of you listening wanted one to happen. Kevin Adams shaking the hand of the commissioner, the rest of the Sabres brass coming up. So let's go as the Sabres are ready to go. Pick 14 overall here, 2024 draft from Vegas. Let's take you there live.
I'd like to say hello to all our great fans back home in Buffalo watching. And to make our selection tonight will be former Sabres captain and current head coach Lindy Ruff.
Cool, same stage as Celine Dion. With the 14th pick overall, the Buffalo Sabres would like to select from the Finnish Men's League, Konsta Hallenius.
I like this guy, man. He's
all right, Konsta Hallenius, a center from the Finnish League. Pick 14. Brayton, this is one of the names that you really liked Buffalo to go after, and there it is.
I even said with Mike, if Konsta Hallenius falls to 14th overall, that's a guy I'd run to the podium to go select. The two aspects of his game that stand out to me is his smarts on the ice and also the confidence that he plays at. Again, he finished this year 36 points, 51 games as a 17-year-old. He's his May birthday in 2006, so he played the entire season as a 17-year-old at the top professional league in Finland. Beams with confidence with the puck on his stick. He always seems like he knows where he wants to go. He's got the smarts to see and anticipate where play develops and where things are going to go. He sees his teammates really well. He's smart and really reliable at both ends of the ice. Just a guy who's got a very good shot, gifted passer. He's not the most explosive player. He's not a fast player, but he's a guy that definitely plays at a higher level, and he thinks the game at a fast pace. So it doesn't look like he's super fast, but he does think that way and anticipates really well. So this is another really good home run hit pick for the Sabres here going forward in terms of their prospect depth overall. Another guy that I think maybe in another year or two could be full-time ready to go in the NHL and be a guy that he might be a second center, second line, third line center. It doesn't really matter. The Florida Panthers showed this year the key thing going forward with any team is the depth that you have. And he's another guy that I think just could be a really nice, solid depth contributor to the team overall going forward if he happens to stay and they don't trade to go get another better asset.
Age 18, 5'11", 189. He played 51 games last year in the Finnish League, scored 14 goals, 22 assists. He had 7 points in 5 games at the World Juniors this past season. So,
yeah.
Ken produced over a point a game on a big stage. I know that's an event where we get the best in the world at that age level, Brayton. I know that's a tournament you follow closely. So to have 7 points in 5 games, that's pretty impressive, I would say.
Yeah. Definitely, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so Konsta Hallenius is the pick, the center from the Finnish League, going to Buffalo at pick number 14. There is no trade, but if you want to get your thoughts in, you can do so. We've got some time here before eventually we hope to hear from Hallenius and Paul Hamilton in Vegas. You can jump on board here, 803-0550, 803-0550 is the number if you want to get your thoughts in here now. I know we haven't had a chance to take calls from fans, but if you want to comment on the pick, what do you think, what do you like, or if you just want to comment on the fact that there was no trade, despite the fact that seemed as though that was the huge storyline coming in, we will welcome your phone calls here And we'll get some fans' thoughts in here again, 803-0550 or 1-888-550-2550 if you want to get on board here. We appreciate you listening to our draft coverage here on WGR, whether you're listening here in WGR in Buffalo or anywhere on the Odyssey app. Our coverage of the NHL draft brought to you by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. Okay, again, if you want to react, 803-0550 is the number. Consta Hellenius is the pick. We will have some more reaction coming up from us, from Paul Hamilton in Vegas. We hope to hear from Hellenius as well from the Sphere at some point here tonight. Detroit is now on the clock, pick 15. We'll step aside here. Josh Schmidt, Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton in Vegas. I'm Brian Colziel, TJ Luckman producing. Back with more of our NHL draft coverage and more breakdown of the Sabres pick right after this on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.